Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. What is up? Sam Crowley on a Friday. It's a weekend getaway. Happy dress down day to all the corporate slaves wearing your favorite polo shirt and your khaki pants and your penny loafers. Congratulations. Congratulations. You made it. You made it to dress down day. For the rest of you who believe every day should be dress down day, welcome to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It's your humble host, Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. If you haven't been there in a while, check it out. Got a free audio waiting for you. It's The Power of a Dream. It's called The Power of a Dream. It's a free 37-minute audio that's going to make your socks go up and down. If you haven't listened to it yet, head on over to everydayissaturday.com. Let's talk about your past. I don't want to talk about my past. Let's talk about your past. Come on, it ain't that bad. You got any skeletons in the closet? Of course you do. I know you do. You know you do. Stop pretending like you don't, all right? We all do. I got more. I probably got someone who could fill a football stadium, so I got you beat by that. But stop letting other people nail you to the cross of your past. Do you hear me? Do you receive that message? Say, I received that message. Say it. I don't care where you are, in the cubicle, in your car, on the treadmill. Just yell it out. Ready? I received that message. Why? Because it's important, man. We all got these skeletons. We all got these things that we did in our past and what we used to do or be like, and we can't ever get ahead because we're worried about we're going to see people or people are going to notice us talking different. Oh, my God. Thinking different. Oh, doing different things. And yet they're going to think, hey, that's not the way you used to be. You've changed. Have you ever had anybody say that to you? You've changed. Yeah. You think I worked this hard to stay the same? Hello. So stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. Boom! Dynamite. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. I used to look for happiness in the J-O-B. That's where I lost my happiness. I used to search for happiness in the bar. That's where I lost my happiness. I used to search for happiness with surfacey relationships. That's where I lost my happiness. I used to search for happiness in the cul-de-sacs of suburbia. With the four-bedroom McMansion and the nice car and the manicured lawn and the trampoline. I didn't have a trampoline, but you know what I'm talking about, right? I left all that behind because that's where I lost my happiness. Now I live in a farmhouse with an outhouse, kind of. There is an outhouse on the property. We don't currently use it, but we downsized, man.
Oh, my God. You're the Everyday Saturday guy. Why do I want to learn from you? You don't have a mansion on the beach?
Hell to the no. Of course I don't have. Why would I want a mansion on the beach? What am I going to do with that?
Hey, look at my mansion. Look at my beach. You like my plane? Hey.
No, man, I want quality. I'm not sending you a Christmas card with a photo of my airplane, okay? We're going to show memories of our daughter being born at 1 pound, now 30 pounds, going to be 4 years old this August. Woot, woot. Memories of my three older girls, my wife celebrating 20 years of marriage this week. Woo, woo. I'm not tripping over my past. I'm not looking for happiness in the same place I lost it. I know what to stay away from. The question is, do you, champion, know what to stay away from? Do you know the people that you need to avoid that are trying to nail you to the cross of your past? Do you even know who they are? Of course you know who they are. Why are you letting them do it? Why are you giving them power over you? It's crazy, man. You weren't born to have that happen to you. You're a miracle. How many were born to listen to this show? Right? Almost half of you, I'm sure, if I was in a room. That's a true story, actually. Every time I speak, I get going just like I'm going right now. And I'm like, yeah. How many of you were born? Like half the room raises their hand. Like, oh, half the room was born. That's awesome. Congratulations. That's great. People are even afraid to raise their hand acknowledging that they were born. Half the people in the room don't even want to acknowledge they were born. Isn't that something? So look, I get it. All right. You used to be somebody that you're not now because you've changed for the better. And your family and friends don't recognize that, and they want you to stay the same person you were 20 years ago. And you can't really launch into this new place, this new arena, because you're tripping over what you used to have, all the baggage. Come on, man. Let it go. Good Lord. The people you're going to touch, the people who need to hear your message, not only do they not know what used to happen in your past, like me, for example, do you think nobody knows, well, now you know, because I'm about to tell you, that I love the happy hour. I love the nightlife. I love the boogie. I didn't really boogie, but you know what I mean, right? I love the happy hour. Love the ladies. Couldn't get enough of either one. I had to grow out of it, man. I had to grow up. You know, you have to grow up at some point. You can't just stay the same, or what's going to happen? You're going to get the same results. And oh, by the way, if you're just staying the same, you're actually falling behind because other people are improving at a rapid pace. So just by you staying where you are, staying the same, you think, well, I'm just going to maintain. I'm going to keep the status quo. I don't want to be any big deal. No. You know what you're actually doing is you're falling further and further behind. It's like the green light hits and you're still at the intersection at the red light, okay? Hey, the light's green. It's okay to go now. You can stop being a negative person, all right? You don't have to stay in that job you hate. You don't have to stand around a water cooler. You don't have to pretend like it's difficult to launch a business on the internet because it's not. You don't have to pretend that motivation is for weirdos, okay? You can actually be positive, and you'll find a whole new life out there of positive individuals. And you don't have to be ultra positive, by the way. You don't got to go off the deep end, and everything is rosy, and everything's great. This is great. It's not all great. Life can really suck sometimes. As of the date of this recording, March 2nd, 2018, I mentioned this back when it happened the first time. Jim Kelly, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. I grew up in the Buffalo area, was living in Buffalo from 1990 to 97, so big Bills fan back in the day. Cancer came back, just announced on Twitter yesterday. Jim Kelly's oral cancer just came back. I mean, the guy's like the default mayor of Buffalo, New York. Stayed around, lived in Buffalo. The irony of it is Jim Kelly never even wanted to come to Buffalo. And now, you know, he raised his whole family there. And the guy has had a tough life. He lost his son, I think, at the age of 8, Hunter, to Krebs disease, which is a very rare genetic disorder. Lost his only son, who was born on his birthday, February 14th. Got diagnosed, Jim did, with oral cancer a few years back. Beat it. Now it's back again. Life's not fair. I mean, life can be very, very difficult, but God never promised that life would be fair. He promised that he would be with you the entire way. That's God's promise to you. So why are you trying to be somebody else? And quit tripping over your past. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. May I ask you a question? Champion. Where was it that you lost your happiness? You may not be unhappy right now, but where were you? What relationship were you in? What job were you in? What part of the country were you in? What part of the world were you in? Where was your mindset at the time where you lost your happiness? And here's it. Don't go back. Don't go back there. Lesson number one, don't go back to the place where you lost it. Stay away from there. And by the way, who robbed you of your happiness? Who is the person? Now, we're not playing the blame game because inside the word blame is lame and we don't play that game. But ask yourself the question, who are the people that used to hang around? Don't hang around them anymore, okay? Stop seeing what they're doing on Facebook. Quit being the cyber stalker. Let them go. Let them go. You can't move forward driving, looking in the rearview mirror. That's why the windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror, because what's in front of you is so much better. Do you receive that message? Say, yes, I received that message, Sam. Yes, I received that message, Sam. Receive it. Let it percolate inside of you, man. It's okay. Just yell it out. Doesn't matter what everybody thinks. If somebody's looking at you right now, wherever you are, and you're screaming, I received that message, and they say, what in the hell's going on? Say, I'm listening to Sam Crowley, and he's giving me permission to stop looking for happiness in the place I lost it. He's giving me permission to not have you nail me to the cross of my past. And they're going to look at you and say, dude, I'm just at the gym. I didn't nail you. I say, yes, you did. I don't want to ever see you again. I'm making some changes in my life, and you just happen to be one of them. That's what you say to that person. And then you love them up, and you pray for them, and you bless them. That's the right way to do it, okay? So that's the message for today's show, the Everyday Saturday Podcast, the number one motivational show on the internet. And by the way, are we working together? Had an amazing call. Shout out to Melissa Moritz, brand new coaching client of yours truly, Sam Crowley. When I work with coaching clients, we dive deep, man. What is it? What do people say that you're really good at? Come on. What do they say? What is it that people say you're really good at? Are you monetizing that? Are you getting that message out there? Are you being heard? Do you have a podcast, a video? Do you have a speaking gig lined up next week for that? If not, why are we not working together? Why? Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Here's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you right now, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Let's start working together next week and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.